This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Iraq today, nearly 600 prisoners are being released as part of a national reconciliation program. It was announced yesterday by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He said some 2,500 prisoners are to be freed over the coming days. That's the largest group since the U.S.-led invasion 3 years ago. The release is seen as part of Maliki's pledge to heal sectarian divisions in Iraq. He's also vowed to crush the insurgency. NPR's Jamie Terabay is covering the story in Baghdad. And hello, Jamie.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us more about the prisoners being released.
Well, Prime Minister Maliki has insisted that the men being released are not Saddam loyalists or belong to the insurgency, which is largely made up of Iraqi Sunnis who dominated the former regime. But this morning, we saw about 110 prisoners being delivered to a bus station in central Baghdad. And as they got out of the bus, they were met by a representative from the Iraqi Islamic Party, which is the biggest Sunni faction in parliament. And as they got out, each of them was being given 300,000 Iraqi dinars, which is about $150. And altogether today, about 560, some 600 prisoners will be released, and Iraqi officials say that another 500 will be freed in 4 days' time. There are significant numbers, but not really anything that's out of the ordinary. There are regular releases of prisoners. I mean, just this week, about 200 were freed, and 2 weeks before that, 150, and 2 weeks before that, about 300 prisoners were released. But having said that, there are still about 30,000 prisoners held in Iraqi and American prisons in the country.
Well, still, given the numbers, is Maliki using this as a political opportunity to bolster support for his government?
Well, there's very little else that's good news out there for him to be focusing on at the moment. You know, he's dealing with an increasingly deteriorating security situation, which he blames on insurgents who are trying to undermine his very, very new government. He's made security the focus of his platform. He said that he wants to tackle the militias. And we've just heard now that the Mahdi army, which is a Shiite militia, together with some Iraqi security forces, have surrounded a town which is known to be an insurgent stronghold. So, you know, he's got situations that he doesn't seem to be in control of. He's got a very critical situation in Basra. The security there is really, just coming apart. And he's still dealing with the fallout of the investigations into the Haditha killing. You know, he said that he wants these prisoner releases to motivate people to move toward national reconciliation rather than more violence and attempts to destabilize the country.
Well, the Prime Minister still hasn't filled two of the most important cabinet positions that would maybe help stabilize the country. He'd promised to name Interior and Defense Ministers this past weekend. What's going on?
Right. He said that he gave a press conference yesterday when he announced these prisoner releases. And in the same press conference, he said that the same names for the Interior and Defense Ministers were still on the table, that they just didn't have the quorum to push the vote through when Parliament met last time. So he says that when they do meet the next time, they have the numbers and they will go ahead. It's critical for the security situation here that these positions be filled. Iraqis right now don't trust the Interior Ministry at all. And perfect example, 2 days ago, in broad daylight, about 50 people who it turns out were working for transport companies were abducted by men wearing police uniforms. And we're discovering now that it was an Interior Ministry operation. You know, it's things like this that Maliki is very aware of that he needs to resolve very soon.
And just very briefly, there's been more violence today.
Yes, if four Iraqi policemen were shot dead in Baghdad, and in another incident, two more policemen were killed in a roadside bomb, and a U.S. soldier was killed in a roadside bomb attack on his convoy.
Jamie, thanks very much. NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad, where the first of some 2,500 prisoners were released today.